Love your neighbour as yourself. Love your neighbour as yourself. Well, it's easy enough to say, and on one level, it's easy enough to understand. You treat people in the way that you would want to be treated yourself. It's not rocket science. And yet, if we really spend time thinking about it, if we consider what it might mean about how we are to treat people, the reality of it, it gets a bit trickier. The story that Jesus tells is actually quite shocking and extreme. But I think that the attitudes that are highlighted about what it means to be a good neighbour or a bad neighbour are attitudes that actually we do see all around us if we look. In Jesus' story, we have a man who was set upon by bad men who took his bag and took his clothes and they beat him and they left him for dead on the road. That's pretty shocking. That's pretty shocking. But sadly, we do see that sometimes. And then you have two men who are both supposedly people who are trying to live God's way, walk past him and completely ignore him. And it's not actually like they didn't see him. They actually, in the real story, they crossed the road to be on the other side so that they didn't have to come face to face with him. That's pretty shocking. And then we had this Samaritan, the third man who came along. Now, the Samaritan was supposedly an enemy because the Jews and the Samaritans, they didn't get on at all. So he was supposedly an enemy. But this man did stop. And he not only stopped, but he cleaned the man up. He transported him to a place of safety, in a bed and breakfast or a hotel type thing, and he looked after him. And then he went on to pay the innkeeper some money to continue looking after him, because obviously he had to go on his way. That's a pretty extreme going out of your way to look after somebody. That's a pretty extreme going out of your way to look after a stranger, somebody who even you might consider an enemy. And yet this is what it looks like, Jesus says, to love your neighbor as yourself. Because actually, if you had been the one who was in the ditch and who was hurt and who was in need, you'd want somebody to do that for you, to notice you, to help you, to bring you to safety so that you could get better. It's an extreme example of an extreme need in order to make a really important point. That to be a good neighbor means noticing people. It means seeing their needs. It means recognizing that their needs are as important as your own and doing something about it. And this doing what we can about it is really important. Because sometimes we can look at the story and think, do you know what? I can never measure up to that. There is no way that I could do what that man did. I couldn't pick someone up off the street who was in need. I couldn't bandage their wounds and bring them to a hotel. I couldn't pay for them at the hotel and pay somebody to look after him. I couldn't be the Good Samaritan. And there's a danger that we let ourselves be overwhelmed by all the need that we see around us and think, well, there's no way I could meet all those needs. But being a good neighbor is not about trying to meet the needs of everyone around us. Okay, it's not about trying to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. Of course we can't do that. But I am only one person. And you are only one person. And we all have needs. And our needs are actually equally important as the needs of others. But we are asked to do what we can. We're asked to do what we can. We're asked not to be so wrapped up in our own lives that we ignore the needs of others. We're asked not to let fear stop us from getting involved. We're asked to consider what we can do for others. In what ways are we able to help? How can we support people who are in a position of need? Because we would want somebody to do the same for us. The Samaritan was a neighbor to the hurt man because he stopped and helped him. He had the donkey. He had the money to give the innkeeper. He was able to look after him. and then arrange for his further care. He did what he could do. Yes, it was still going out of his way. It was still using some of his own money. There was a sacrifice, and I'm sure it wasn't easy, but he was doing what he could do. So as we go into our weeks, let's not be overwhelmed by all the need and instead do nothing because we think I could never measure up. But actually, let's go through our week and go, well, what can I do? We helped Jim earlier on think about some of the things he could have done things differently. Not trying to be something he wasn't or have something that he didn't have, but just to think about what could he have done? What can we do? It can be the little things like a friendly smile or a kind word. It could be slightly bigger commitments like offering practical help or lending a hand. There might be times when it means going out of our way a bit. But remember, it's not about worrying about what we can't do, but instead looking for those opportunities for what we can do to help others, what we can do for those in need.